do some winning here on a Wednesday. Speaking of winning, our Dallas Stars need to do some of that. They are now down after losing 4-1 yesterday. They're down 3-1 in the Western Conference Final Series, facing elimination tomorrow night, taking on the Edmonton Oilers. At least they're back on home ice tomorrow. But go Stars. We need a miracle. Do you believe in miracles?
They need a hat trick.
That would help.
What they need? Okay.
A hat trick. Definitely not jorts, but maybe a hat trick. Other apparel.
I'm open.
Let's take a look at some of those Texas topics going all around. Also on Monday, on Memorial Day, right here in Cowtown, the afternoon was filled, and so was the Cowtown Coliseum, to pay tribute to the rodeo roping legend, the Super Looper, Roy Cooper. Of course, lost him in his North Texas Decatur area house fire just last month. Those in attendance, Tanya Tucker got up and spoke, and so did King George Strait. And they were friends, George and Cooper, for 4+ decades on that. Of course, George, for many, many years, did the team roping events and host those there. Got to know each other. But George went up there and spoke, and man, he was fighting back some serious tears.
We shared a lot of good and bad times together. He didn't hang out with me, I hung out with him. I miss him so much. He was my hero.
Now, George called him his hero. There. Roy Cooper, gone too soon. Good ride, cowboy.
Southwest Airlines making major changes to their traditional budget-friendly approach to the friendly skies with the very first baggage fees in history. Now, those will go into effect today, and the price point at $35 for the first bag. Second one's going to set you back $45. This is a result, apparently, of new investors at the top.
Boom.
They want a bigger profit margin.
Boom.
So they'll be competing with the business model of Spirit and other no-frills travel options. Now, one TV station in Phoenix had a countdown to when the baggage fees were going to kick in. Apparently, this is a much bigger issue in Phoenix, and the passenger's not very pleased.
I'm not happy about the, charging for your bags. Yeah. Oh. That was the perk, you know?
It's going to change the way I fly. It's really just going to depend on the price, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I guess most of the places I go are, like, beach places, so you don't need a honking bag, but if you love to, like, go snow skiing, this could be a major issue in your life.
I think this is the further, I call it a decline if you want to, but Southwest Airlines was our airline in this area. And then after a while, see, then the peanuts went away.
Ooh.
Now the open seating is gone, and now we got to pay, and now they're just like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So you're now free to move about and go take your chances with Spirit. Godspeed. So and there's one not far from me, but the kiddo and I have never went to it because it's largely seemingly confusing, and that seems to have been the problem with these little McDonald's spinoffs, Cosmics,
yeah,
that are drinks only, and there's maybe a staffer there. I don't know how it works, but they're closing them.
Okay,
all. And yeah. That little experiment is over for them. So a new place to get your coffee will be in order if that was one of your spots. And for North Texas, it's a very important thing. According to a new study, North Texas ranked number 3 in the most caffeine-reliant regions of the country.
This doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
And if it does surprise you, you need to drive during commute hours a little bit more, because it's patently obvious.
The only places that beat us, Seattle at number 2, which is, that's coffee land. That's like Wonkaville for coffee. And then Las Vegas, which is round the clock all the time. So
well,
there you go.
There's a lot of shift
like
workers.
The air traffic controlling of cities is, so we have no excuse right here. And if we can't, look, if your Cosmic's closed, we're going to try to wake you up, okay? As best as we possibly can.
So congratulations to our buddy Dane out in Alito, who just landed a spot on Texas Monthly's top 50 barbecue
Atta
joints.
Boy. Good guy.
At a healthy number 7. Whoa, whoa.
Number 7.
We discussed this during, in the big barbecue festivities, that the burger at Dane's. If you've never had it, you need to make it part of your bucket list. They got a special shout out for that. Owner Dane Weaver says, we're just happy to be part of the conversation. Other notables in the Westaplex include Goldie's at number 3, Panther City, North Texas Smoke and Decatur, and the South Asian Spiced Sabar Barbecue all made the top 50 cut. In related news, happy brisket day.
Indeed.
Thanks, Herb.
Well, you sent me this story. It's a cool little story about there. A couple of interesting notes about this Grand Prairie City Councilman, Junior Izunu, decided to take swimming lessons at the age of 25. Other news, he's a city councilman at the age of 25.
Mm-hmm.
So that's fantastic. But he said, he was freaked out, nearly drowned at like age 11. So finally tackled the beast and learned to swim. It's never too late right there. That's fantastic.
He was too busy studying politics to take swim lessons.
Evidently a prodigy in that regard. Yeah. And other aquatic political news. A broken water pipe yesterday flooded Dallas City Hall's city council chambers.
Mm.
The issue was due to a failed flush valve. I think we've all had that
for
issue,
crying
right?
Out yeah. Loud.
In the men's restroom adjacent to the chambers.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it flooded the council chambers, and it forced the city of Dallas to move all of the meetings to a briefing room and then also hold them online as well, too. So we bring this up in the fact that whether you're just learning how to swim maybe later in life or you're there in your political career, never count out the importance a buoyancy and knowing will it float.
I'm going to tune in to your flotation Maddie. Discussion on Hank FM.
Our mayor knows. Will That's it. All right, there you go. Flashbacks next.
Waking up with KB and Hank.